we left off yesterday, we're in the middle of Tosfos here on Tesemet Aleph, where Tosfos asked the Kasha, he said that if in fact there's a principle, an accepted principle of mitzvah bav aveira, so if there's an accepted principle of mitzvah bav aveira, why is it that we need a pasuk to dig up that Lacha tells me that a stolen sukkah is not good, okay? Stolen sukkah is not good, Lomais. Okay, why is it that we need, and we give the shir today, Zech and Nishu, Zerav, Agon, Rav Steinman, Zatzal, Blinetter, at the end of the shir, we'll speak about it in a few minutes. So, the Kasha, that we're in the middle of the Tosfos, so I want to begin like this. I want to begin with, the Kasha of Tosfos was, Mitzvah Bob Aveira is an accepted principle, so why do I need a pasuk to say, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lacha, that a stolen sukkah is possible? That's a very clear kasha that Tosfos asks. So I want you to guys get this down. We're going to list, hopefully if we have time today, we're going to list a bunch of answers to answer that kasha, okay? But the first answer we already did, we've done two answers, and I want to list before we go viking to Tosfos, bless you, is the four terutzim in the Rishonim. There are four terutzim in Shum Rishonim, there are seven terutzim in Gedol Achronim. There are 11 terutzim in total. So first, let's list the Rishonim's teretz. First one is the Tosfos Etzleinu that said that mitzvah bav aveira is only mitzvah of one.
This is specifically why our sugi doesn't bring up mitzvah bav aveira.
The kasha of all the Rishonim, that why do you need lacha to tell me that a sukkah gzu is possible when we have an accepted principle of mitzvah bav aveira? Mitzvah bav aveira is rak mitzvah of one. And therefore, since it's only the Rabbanan, you need a pasuk to tell me it's possible in that Torah. And we pointed out in Shir yesterday that he's assuming against our Shtickle Torah that we said, and against the Tesla Nav Gimel, that if something's possible in the Rabbanan, it becomes what? It implodes on a level of the Raisa. He's assuming that it's possible in the Rabbanan. Midi Raisa, it's fine, like the Ran says. And therefore, how do I pass him in that Torah? I quote a pasuk. So that's Tesla's Torah. Then, today, and yesterday we quoted very end of Shir, the Ritva, B'Shem Tosfos, the Ritva is here, and also on Daf Lamed, that you only say mitzvah b'ver, a rak, be what? Be mitzvahs, sheyesh, bo, ritzui. Ritzui means appeasement, special kapara, atonement, and therefore he said that sukkah is not one of those. And therefore, if you only had the principle mitzvah b'ver, you wouldn't passel it. Because sukkah might have chal shem shalayim chagigin, but it doesn't have ritzui. Since it doesn't have ritzui, I would think that what, it would be okay? Comes the pasuk and tells me lacha, that it's a problem, mitzvah bav aveira. That's the Ritva B'Shem, I mean B'Shem Tosfos. We don't have the Tosfos on the daf. The Ritva himself argues on this, and he says it's wrong from the Yerushalmi. What did he say from the Yerushalmi? He says from the Yerushalmi that what? Matzah has nothing to do with ritzui, and it still applies the principle of mitzvah bav aveira. So you see very clearly, Halach L'maisa, the Ritva does not like Tosfos' answer. Okay, let's finish the Terutzim in the Rishonim, which I wanted you to see. The Ritva gives two other Terutzim, okay? What is the Ritva's two other Terutzim? He says like this. The Ritva says, very beautiful answer, he says that it's possible our Gemara is going to leave it to Shmuel. What does Shmuel say? That there is no principle of a mitzvah bav aveira. None at all. That's what the Ritva says by us on Daf Tes. He quotes Shmuel, which you mentioned yesterday, on Daf Lamed, that our Gemara Shalanu, is Lafi Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Ein Din, Shel Mitzvah Bav Aveira. There's no concept of Mitzvah Bav Aveira. That's why Shmuel said that what? That a stolen lulav is good wet, even on the what? On the second day. Why is it good on the first day? It's not good on the first day. Not because of Mitzvah Bav Aveira, but because of what? Lachem. You need Lachem. Now this is against who? Well, that Tosfos on Daf Lamed, the one line Tosfos. What did the Tosfos on Daf Lamed say? What did the Tosfos on Daf Lamed say?
Isn't the Gemara there say
Shimon says it's good. Because Yotze yeah. Doesn't hold the mitzvah of Bav Aveira according to the Ritva. Yeah, he doesn't hold the mitzvah of Bav Aveira. So why is it possible on the first day? Because not Lachem. Exactly. But what is this against? What did the small Tosfos on Daf Lamed on the last line say? Yeah. Now, what's the machlokes between Rav Yehuda Shmuel and Rav Yochanan? Whether mitzvah bav aveira applies to what? Mitzvahs to Rabbanim. But what is that? What is Tosfos saying black on white? That what? That Shmuel does hold of what? Mitzvah bav aveira. He just doesn't hold of by a mitzvah in the Rabbanim. So I want you to get that down in your notes. Wait. This answer, the Ritva, is against the Tosfos on Daf Lamed and Rav, the bottom Tosfos. that we did yesterday. Because Toitzus said in Laman Allah from the bottom, the by a mitzvah the Rabbanon, to machlech shtin Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, whether you hold mitzvah of Bava Eira. It applies to a mitzvah of the Yeraisa. That's what he's supposed to say. I'm saying that's against the Ritva. The Ritva writes that according to what? The Ritva writes according to Shmuel, what's the din? What does the Ritva write according to Shmuel? What's the din? There's no mitzvah above there at all. Here, Dovi. There's no concept mitzvah above there at all. None whatsoever. Doesn't exist at all. So I'm saying that's against the Tosfos. Get that down in your notes. I'm going to write it down like this. Negid Tosfos, bedaf what? Bedaf lamed. On the bottom. The bottom Tosfos. Lamata. Okay? But that's a third answer in the Rishonim. And then number four, what's the fourth answer? The Ritva also said by us on Daf Tes. What did he say? He says an amazing answer. He says like this. He says that the following. He said the Ritva says, I'll tell you why mitzvah bar baver is not enough here. Because mitzvah bar baver is only by what? Only by ritsui. Right? Mitzvah bar baver is only by ritsui. How do I know that it should apply to sukkah? How do I know it should apply to sukkah, which is not ritzui? L'cha. Meaning according to what the Ritva, l'cha teaches me mitzvah b'aver. As you said in Seder so nicely, Donnie, according to the classical answer Ritva Shem tells us, there's mitzvah b'aver, and then there's the pasuk. Right? So mitzvah b'aver is only limited to ritzui. I need a l'cha to tell me what that applies to what sukkah, even though it's not ritzui. No, says the Ritva himself. L'cha is melame lanu, that the principle shadin mitzvah haba ba'aveira, that the mitzvah ba'aveira applies shayich afilu lemitzvus, it's shayich afilu lemitzvus she'ein bahen ritsui. Okay, this is a much different answer. This is telling me that lacha is teaching me something about mitzvah ba'aveira, whereas the previous terence, the second one, we had said there are two different tracks. One is mitzvah b'aveira, one is l'cha. You got me? These are the four answers in the Rishonim to answer this kasha. Okay, you got to get this down. Yes, Izzy?
I still don't understand the difference between the second and the fourth.
No, because the second answer is saying that mitzvah b'aveira, which is a pasuk in Malachi, which we said yesterday, is limited only to ritsu. That's it, done. It's limited only to ritsu. And l'cha tells me to apply that it's possible by sukkah. Doesn't tell me anything about mitzvah b'aveira.
It just tells you gzula.
Tells you that it's possible. Correct. Done. You have to own it. But it teaches you nothing about mitzvah b'aveir. You got me? This answer is saying no. That l'cha is teaching me the scope of mitzvah b'aveir. That it's not limited to ritzui like the pasuk Malachi has it by karbonos. And it might apply only to mitzvah ritzui. The pasuk l'cha tells me to widen its scope.
To what?
To tell me that includes mitzvahs that are not even ritzui. Like sukkah.
So, but even more than sukkah, potentially.
Could be, yeah. Yeah, maybe it would be a bininaf. Correct. Maybe it would be a bininaf. Well said, yes. Maybe it would be a bininaf. But what I'm saying is that this answer, l'cha, is teaching me the klal mitzvah b'aveira, whereas the second answer is not touching it, okay? It's a big chiddush, because, the Gemara doesn't say that at all. The Gemara doesn't say l'cha is teaching me something about mitzvah b'aveira, but you must get this. These are the four terutzim, okay? You guys got to know this. Okay, Klor, I'm telling you. Okay, the fourth day roots him in the Rishonim, Lamaisa, this kasha. Yes, go ahead, Matt.
How does the Ritva get that last read? Like, how does he...
He assumed that Lacha is complementing the Pasuk of Malachi. It's hard to say that, but Malachi, is it's like they're together.
So
then
why?
Lacha is... Because if you just had Malachi, which is Beferish, I would think Mitzvah Bavar is by Ritzui. But Lacha applies it outside of it.
No, but why then would it not be brought... By the there,
okay, because the Gemara wants to be more exact, that there's more of a direct marker by Ritsui. Karbanos Luluv Ritsui. Okay? So Lacha widened scope. That's what I'm saying might be a little bit of a difficult. It's like the Pasuk in the Torah is complementing the Pasuk in Nami, which is strange to say. Okay? But these are four Terutzim. That's what I'm saying. That's a difficulty. That's what I'm saying. The Pasuk of Lacha is like complementing the Pasuk in Malachi. You never have a Pasuk that's complementing a Pasuk in Nami. But nonetheless, this is the answer. These are the four terutzim I want you to get in the Rishonim. Okay?
No one else asks.
These are the answers given to other asks, but these are the answers that are given. Okay? There are other answers given Gedol Achronim, but I first want to finish the Tysis, and then we're going to go to the Gedol Achronim's answers. Okay? Let's see. Avram, you're in the middle of the Tysis. Let's go now. Miu Kasha, guys, look inside. We got a lot to see, guys. Okay, that's the first mahal. You got to get this. These are the four Terutzim we haven't shown with that Kasha. Go ahead. Miu, guys, look inside. Test them it off on the bottom. Miu, you got it there? Bless you, Ariel. You got a Miu Kasha. Go ahead. Yes? You have a stolen animal. A guy turned a light on Shabbos. And what does he do? Instead of shelling out the money to buy his own behemoth, what does he do? He steals the behemoth of someone else. Go ahead. And he wants to bring it as a korban chatas. So what does Rabbi Yochanan and Gudo say? If no one knows it's stolen, what's the din?
It's kosher.
I would think it's kosher. Amar Ula. And what does Ula say? He says, no way. Whether people know it's stolen or people know it's not stolen, it's never mechaper. My time up. Now, what is the word? Now, I want you to get this down, guys. You got to know this. The principle of kinyanim in halacha is, if I want to transfer ownership on an object, there are three things I need. Okay? What are the three things you need in halacha for kinyanim? You need das makna. You need a willingness of the seller. You need das kona, willingness of the buyer to buy it. And you need what is called a maisa kinyan. Now, in halacha, these are what? This is a bilateral job. It's a bilateral transaction. You want to sell something and buy something, you need both the seller and the buyer to be on the same page. The Torah is mechadish to you when it comes to stealing. That's a unilateral kinyan. Because a ganef and a gaza is a bad guy, but the Torah says there are kinyanim that he can get by stealing an object. So there are different types of kinyanim. The first one is yeush. Yeush is when the guy that was stolen from the nigzal shows despair. So what does he say? Ula says, Yeush kedi. What does the word kedi mean?
By itself.
Alone. By itself. Yeush alone, without anything else, is not kona. Therefore, the guy who stole the animal, is it his animal? Yes or no? It's not his animal. It's not his animal. So how can he be makrif as a chattis? It's not his animal. So that's what Ula says. Devar Torah, it is not mechaper. I want you to get this down in your notes. However, the Chachamim said a takana. What was the Chachamim's takana? They allowed a chattis to be offered if no one knew that it was stolen. Why? Because the Kohanim never would want to do it. They would never want to offer the korban on anyone's behalf because they're afraid maybe it's a stolen animal. And they don't want to eat chulin that's nishchatu bazara because you cannot be makdish an animal that's stolen. What do? You take an animal, you imbue kedush on it, you offer it as a korban. But if it's stolen, it doesn't work. You can't be makdish something that's not yours. So the Kohanim would stop working. So you have no choice but to say that as long as it's not known that it's stolen, we would assume it's not stolen and we offer it. That's min rabbanan. But mina taira, yeush alone is not kona, and therefore you cannot be makir of the animal. Go ahead. So we see that ula holds in gittin, yeush kedi is what?
Lo kani.
Yeush alone is not kona. The ganef and gaza do not acquire an object with yeush alone. That's a gemara in gittin. Go ahead. The kasha. You got me, Don? You with me with this? Go ahead. However, that's against the Gemara. Where? All right. Let me tell you the case. The case runs as follows. You have hides on an animal. Now, in order to makabel tuma, what must something be? An object has to be a kli. If it's not a kli, it cannot be a makabel tuma. Now, in the halacha is if a balabayas is going to deal with a hide of an animal. As long as he knows in his mind that he's going to make the hide of the animal into a rug, that's enough to make it a kli. You don't have to physically make it into a rug. If I have in mind that I want to take the hide of my cow and make it into a rug, that gives it a shame kli. And if that gives it a shame kli, it can be makabel what? It can makabel tuma halacha lamaisa. That's if it's in my hand of the Baal Bayis. But what happens if it's stolen? What's the din? So I want you guys to get this. If the ganef or gazlan steals something, what's the rabbanan say? The nigzel is not misyayish. Why is the nigzel not misyayish? What's the difference in geneva and gzela? Baba kama ayin tesem is. Geneva, when it's covertly, you're more scared of man than Hashem, therefore you're chayv kefil. What is gzela? Overtly, you don't put a man over a higher pedestal, but it's done in public. So according to the Rabban, a nigzel is not misyayish. Why is it not misyayish? Because you know who stole it. So therefore, the gazlan cannot make the hide into a kli, because it's not his. Whereas according to, but by a ganef, what do you say by a ganef? A ganef doesn't know who stole it. So he's misyayish. So the ganef that thinks he's going to make the hide into a kli, makes it into a kli. That's the sheet of who? Of the chachamim. What did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says fakir. Reb Shimon says by a ganef, you don't show the spear. Because why? You think you're going to get it back. But by a nigzal, you know who stole it. The guy's a mafia guy. You're scared out of your wits. So you give up. You're miyayish. But what do you see according to this? That's all in a situation where you're not what? Where no one knows whether the guy was miyayish. But what's the din if we know you're miyayish? What do we say? He said it's good. Yehush alone works. That's a stira. The Gemara said, Ula said Yehush alone does not work. It's not Kona. And the Gemara Baba Kama says Yehush alone does work. Stira in Ula. That's Tosis Kasha. So what is Tosis' answer? Go ahead. What did you say, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam? Omer Rabbeinu Tam.
Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The time Ula
begins in, Mishu Mitzah
Baba Vera. Alma. Alma.
Get it down. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? What's the answer? Does Ula hold Yehush? Which one's the rule? Which one's the exception? You tell me. Which Gemara is the rule? Which one's the exception? That's the way you, it's a good way to phrase it. Baba Kama is the rule, correct, the Kiva, that Yehush alone works. So if it works, so why am I not allowed to what? Be makar of the Korban and Gittin? Because mitzvah Baba Vera. And mitzvah Baba Vera is the Raisa. So Tosis is asking on his answer that he just said before, that mitzvah Baba Vera was the Rabbanan.
But they're just saying that's what Rabbeinu Tam holds.
I understand. Well, that's what we get to right now. But he's presenting Rabbeinu Tam as a what? As a kasha on what he said. That mitzvah baba vera is only one on din drabanan. He's presenting that as a kasha on what he said. Okay, we got that down. Rabbeinu Tam says mitzvah baba vera is the Araisa. Go ahead, Avram. So what does Tosis say? Miu. He says, I don't think that's an answer. Belav hachi with il yitachin. You cannot give the answer, Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Daha? What do you mean? He says beferish should get in Yehush alone is not kona. How can you tell me, Akiva, that Yehush Tadi is Kona? He writes it beferish himself. Now, if I was a Rabbeinu Tam, I would say maybe it was Choserbal. That's what I would say. I looked around, I didn't find anyone. But if I was a Rabbeinu Tam, I'd say, okay, Gittin, he said that. Maybe it was Choserbal or Baba Kama. Okay, but Tosis not willing to say that. Tosis says he writes beferish, Yehush Tadi is not Kona. Go ahead, Va'od.
Va'od.
Dibeperek
Meruba.
Now what does this mean here? It says in the pasuk, "Vim ola karbono." What is that coming to tell me? That has to be your korban, not a stolen korban. Now what's the brisa talking about? Korbono v'lo what? V'lo gazul. It's talking about after Yehush. Because before Yehush, is posh, it's not yours. So it's talking about even after Yehush. And what's the brisa being mechadish? That even after Yehush, Yehush alone is not kona. Therefore it's pasul. Now if it was according to Rabbeinu Tam, what would you say, Avram? If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam would say, no, Yehush alone is Kona, and the reason why it's possible is because of what? Mitzvah Baba Vera.
Yeah.
Right? So you see that Ula obviously holds Yehush is not Kona, and therefore if Yehush is not Kona, the Gemara proves it. That's what Ula said, Dvar Torah, whether the Kata is Gzula, whether it's known or not known, it's not Mechaper. Not because of Mitzvah Baba Vera. Why is it not Mechaper? Not because of Mitzvah Baba Vera, because of what? Yehush Bichdi, Lo Kona. You understand what I'm saying? Yehush Bichdi Lo Kona. He says, don't give me that business. That Rabbeinu Tam holds what? That Ula holds Yehush Bichdi is what? Is Kona and the Mitzvah Baba Vera is derived like Rabbeinu Tam. It's not true. He holds a Gittin Beferish. Yehush Bichdi is Lo Kona. He writes a plaque on what? Second of all, there's a Brisa later on that Rava says a Baba Kama that says Korban of Lo Gazel. And what does Gemara say it's talking about? Here's David. What does Gemara say it's talking about? What's it talking about? Korban is talking about after Yehush. Meaning that what? If it was before Yehush, it would be Pasha, it's not his. Even after Yehush, it's a problem. Why is it a problem even after Yehush? Because Yehush is not Kona. Not, if you held like Rabbeinu Tam, you could say Yehush is Kona, but it's a problem, it's Mitzvah Baba Vera. Obviously, the Gemara holds that what? Ula holds Yehush Bichdi is low Kona. We want him to be good with that Drasha, with Rava and the Brisa. So now what are we left with? One sec, man. What are we left with now? So if you hold like Taisvis, that Ula holds what? Lo Kona, how are you going to answer this theory between Gittin and Baba Kama? And Baba Kama, he said Kona. So look what he says. Ella, Yeah, go ahead, Elanira. What were you going to say, Matthew? You got it? Go ahead, Elanira.
Elanira, Dehu, Dehu, Basra, Lab Yush, Kibihu, the Ika Yush, Vishino Yashem.
Oh, Kidakamar Hasam.
Kidakamar Hasam de Maruba, the Mekara, Kari Le Mashpa.
What's Mashka mean? Or a high. Originally, we called this thing a hide. Go ahead, Vahashta. Now you call it a rug. So if you have Yeush and Shinu Hashem, both. If you have Yeush and Shinu Hashem, I'll write this down. Kinyan Egzela. If you have Kinyan Egzela, and you have Yeush, and you have Shinu Hashem, so then that's Kona. Both things can create a Kinyan. And that's exactly what you have here in Baba Kama. You have Yeush, and you also have Shinu Hashem because it's a new name. It's a new name. So it's a new name, the Gazan is Kona the thing.
You need both, though.
You need both, correct. So Ulol Yeush Bechdi is not Kona, that's Gittin. Baba Kama, there are two stages. So let me ask you, by Korbanos, when you steal the animal, what happens? Aren't you Makdash the animal?
No.
So isn't that a Shinui Hashem too?
No,
go ahead, Vafogav.
Vafogav, the Gavi Korban Ami, Kishinui Hashem, Kidamar Hasam, the Maker of Kulin Vash, the Hektish.
Originally it was a regular animal, now it's Hektish. So why do you say that? What is that Kona?
Because
when he was Makdash, was it his animal?
No,
it wasn't. So if it wasn't his animal, it's a problem of Korbano. Go ahead. So what is he saying here? You guys got to get this. It's a very sharp thing Tais is saying. Tais says you can have your cake and you can eat it too. He's saying. What is he saying? Legabe Hilchos Hektish. You can't be mocked if something's not yours. So what is he answering? He's saying it happens in all one shot. Since there's Yeush and Shinu Hashem, so it happens in all one shot, it's considered to be good. Halacha l'mai. So the Shinu Hashem comes through the Hektish with the Yeush. So it happens in one shot, I allow it.
No, he says it's not.
Okay? No, vis-a-vis the Hektish, it's Chal. But he says what? The Lagabi what? The Lagabi the Korban. Why is it not good? Lo Chazi what?
Lo Chazi Lakreva, Deban Inan, Korban No, Vishah Shemach.
Because you need it to be his Korban time to mock the shit. Matthew, what he's saying is that even though Mitzad the Hektish does get off the ground.
Still.
What do you mean? I stole Yosef's animal. Ain't on the Makdash Dovrashin Shalom Marty. I can't Makdash when it's not mine. What's the answer? He's Mishayesh. Plus the fact I did a Shinu Hashem. It happens with Bas Achas. It's like Gitav Yoro Boink Achas. How can a master ever Mishachar Zevet Kanaini? Mashakon Evet Kanarabo. So what is the Gemara saying? Gittin? Gitav Yoro Boink Achas. At the time he gives a Star Shikri, he acquires his hand all at the same shot. The same thing happens what? The same thing happens here vis-a-vis the Hektish. So why doesn't it Maksha the Korban? Because there's a special din Korbano. At the time you're Maksha the animal, it's got to be what? It's got to be your Korban. It's got to be your Korban. And the fact is, it's not your Korban. One sec, Ariel. So that's what Tosis answers. At the end of the day, what does Tosis say? Let's get it down. Tosis sticks with what he said. That mitzvah of Baba Avera is what? Is the Rabbana. Against Rabbi Natan, that is Diraisa. And how does he solve the steer in Ula? Tosfos? Tosfos says that Ula holds Yeush what? Bichdi is what? Is Lokona. The rule is what? Gittin. What's the exception, Akiva? Baba Kama. Why is Baba Kama an exception? Because not only Yeush, there's what? There's Shinu Hashem. So why don't you say the Korban should be Kosher? Because there's a special din Korbano at the time you're Makdash the animal, it's got to be yours. So why don't you say the Hektish is not Chal? For vis-a-vis the Hektish, it's Chal. Because Yeush and the Hektish make it Chal, but Basachas. But making it a Kosher Korban, no. That's who Shita? That's Tosis. What does Rabbeinu Tam say?
No,
Mitzvah Baveir is what?
No,
is the Raisa? What does Ula hold? What is Ula's personal Shita? Yeush Bichli is go to the rule is Baba Kama, and Gittin is the exception. Why? Because Mitzvah Baveir is the Raisa. That is the summarization of the Tosis. You got that? You got that, Clore?
I don't get the end. What does it have? Why does it only work with Agave Hektish? Why would it work with Agave Hektish?
Because Agave Hektish, Shalach Lomaisa, it's able to be Chal. You can't be Makdash, Dover, Shein, Shalom. But we say, like, Gittav Yodam Boy and Kachas, just like David Kanani acquires his hand when he gets a Star Shikhor, this guy that stole it, is gets the animal vis-a-vis his ability to be makdish the animal. Because there was Yeush plus Shinu Hashem. So it happens with Bas Achas. But it's not allowed, we don't take it to the extreme bini that you allow the korban to be kosher. Because there's a special kosher that says korbano. That's got to be my korban when I'm makdish it. And it wasn't mine. So that's why I'm saying you got to split it. It's like splitting hairs. That's what Tosafot saying. There's a din legabe, you could say it's chal Bas Achas vis-a-vis hekdish, but not vis-a-vis the kosher of the korban. Okay? So it comes out, is you got me? It's a fundamental machloikis here, okay? Very fundamental. Between Rabbeinu Tam that holds the Araisa, and what else? And the other and Tosafot that holds is what? It's considered to be midrabanan. Okay. Yes, Matthew.
So do we have to say then that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold that the Ritzu idea?
He doesn't hold the Ritzu, correct. Well said. He does not hold the Ritzu. He says it beferish.
Yeah.
He's saying it all, he's saying it here, he's saying it by Sukkah, well said. He does not hold like that. Ritva B'Shem Baal Atesis. Yes, Ariel, go ahead.
What's the status of the korban that you stole?
The status of the korban you stole is not Yaitzeh.
Because it said it has, it became Hakdash.
It's not my korban. The korban is not kosher. And that's why Lamaisa, that's why the Chum had to stand on their head and say, Achatis is not Yadua L'Rabin. They had to make a special takana and say it's fine. That it's going to be Yotze, because no Kohen would do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Who eats the Chattis? The Zichrei Kehuna. The Baal Bais doesn't eat the Chattis. Kachi Kachi.
People don't know.
Kachi Kachi. That's what I'm saying. So people don't know. No Kohen are going to do Avodah. Some say, don't worry. A Chattis should know the old Rabin is a Kapara. It's a special din. But Minat Torah, it doesn't work. The Chachamim said, Hefker Beis and Hefker, that it becomes what? The Gazlans, and it's good. Yes, go ahead.
I'm still like, Buzzy about the Shidus Rabbeinu Tam. How would he answer the question of our?
Because Rabbeinu Tam says Yeush alone is Kona. Yes.
Okay.
So if Yeush alone is Kona, why is it not a good korban when I steal the animal? Because there's a principle called Mitzvah Bob Averu. The reason why I procured the animals through Gzela. So how can I be Yotz in my korban? Mm-hmm. So Mitzvah Bob Averu stops that, even though in Hilchos Kinyanim it's mine.
So how do you answer Tosus Kasha and Rav Saris again? Why do we say Mitzvah Bob Averu over here?
You could say a numerous amount of terutzim. You could say what? You could say he's not going to give the answer of what? He's not going to give the answer of Ritzui, Pashup Shah, because he's saying Mitzvah Bob Aveir is D'Oraisa. That's what Tosafot seems to present. You know, in Lamaisa, he doesn't comment, Rabbeinu Tam. You know, I gave you your answer. He really doesn't comment. They brought in Rabbeinu Tam. It's possible maybe he could give that answer.
He would keep for sure.
Rabbeinu Tam did not dress Arkasha. You follow what I'm saying? So I take back what I said. I retract what I said. Number one, he could hold any of those three terutzim.
He
can't hold one.
He can't hold one, but he can say that.
But he could hold two, three, or four. Correct. Because he didn't address this. Where did Rabbeinu Tam say to you, D'Oraisa? Only said it by Kabanos? No? You follow me? So I'm glad he asked me again. I retract what I said. It is possible. You could say two, three, or four.
Kabanos taka is a Ritzo.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and he didn't. You see, we don't have a presentation of what he said about our kasha.
So maybe Rabbeinu okay. Tam would say, there's no mitzvah over there by our sukkah because it's not.
Maybe he would hold two, three, or four. Well said. You should get that down in your notes. Okay, good. It's a very excellent nakuda. Both of you are making great nakudas. Go ahead, Avram. What do you say?
So the way the Rabbeinu Tam learned the Gemara is that the korban should be kosher. But there's a principle, Mitzvah Bav Avera, and then the Chachamim overrode that the Kohanim wouldn't.
Should know all little Rabin, that's correct. What Rabbeinu Tam is touching is the word Dvar Torah of Ula. Ula said Dvar Torah, it's not Mechaper. The Chachamim uprooted that based on Hefker, based on Hefker. That's correct. And I would imagine that they would say Hefker, based on Hefker, would say that it becomes mine, the Goslins. They would let it go. I was trying to think, would they say that it becomes, does it become the original guys? I stole the thing. I'm the one who was makar it. So obviously they're allowing the Gazan to be Yitzhak. He was touching what Dvar Torah meant. Okay? Yes, Yonatan.
When Rabbeinu Tam says it's a din d'oraisa, do you understand a pasuk that Gemara quotes on Mamed as Joshua d'oraisa?
Either you'll say Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah Dami, Machlokes Baal Mor Rebar Tzaloni. Every time you have a pasuk from Nach, we always mention that Machlokes. Either you could say that, or maybe he had this shot, you know, a four that Lecha was teaching in Mitzvah Bav Aveir. As he had Lecha, remember that he's holding the fourth answer, that Lecha was actually dealing with that rule. You could say that too. Okay? All right, very good. We got this now? Okay. Now I want to get to the following. Marty, you got this? Donnie, you got this? Okay. Now I want to get to the following. We must know, bless you, what exactly the case is of Sukkah Gzula. Let's get to this. It's very critical, and then I want to get to the answers of the Gedolei Achronim to this kasha. But first, we must get to what is the case. What is the case? So that's why I gave you the Ritva. Okay, the Ritva works very hard in the Shiloh of what the case is. Very, very hard. Works beautifully at it, and he says the following Hesber, which we must get. He points out in Dibur Maskil V'Hai the following Chiddush. I'm putting together the Ritva on Daf Tes and Daf Lamed. I gave you both. Okay. We have an accepted principle. The Gemara has in Baba Kama and in Baba Metzia. Let's write it down. Karka ain't an exelus. The bottom line is, guys, unless you're like King Kong, you can't pick up a piece of karka and move it. Karka doesn't move. Only metalton can be stolen. Karka ain't an exelus. That's an accepted principle, okay? You cannot steal. Now, what does that mean, you cannot steal? I want you guys to know that. What does it mean you can't steal? You can't make a kinyan. If I own this piece of real estate, Jacob, no one else can take it from me ever. Kinyan exale. It doesn't work.
No, you walk around.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. You can't move it.
How do you sell real estate?
Where do I get it?
Because you do kinyan. That's bilateral. But I'm not, there's no unilateral kinyan.
Unilateral.
Exale. That's what I wrote. It's unilateral. You got to know this. Karka can never be acquired Bitur Kenyan, as a Kenyan. The Ramban al Torah says, though, that you're a horrible person if you did it. You did an Aveir of Gzela, but you don't get any Kenyan Gzela. You don't get any Kenyan Gzela. The Ramban writes.
What do you mean by that, Rabbi?
What I mean by that is that you don't get the title of the property, but are you what? When you go over and push the guy off his karka, are you considered a Ganif? Yes, you are. Are you a Gazan? Yes, you got a Klap al Chait. Now, do you get a title to the property, Benny? No, you don't. Please get this. But the Ramban says, Yesh Aveira Shel Gzela. Okay? You guys got to know that. There's a Toysis in Bob Mitzia and Samach Alphamadav that the Gedolei Achronim Pilpul maybe argues. And maybe says there's no Aveira. But let's assume like the Ramban. But for our purposes, all the Rishonim are bothered by what on earth is the case here? By Sukkah Gzula. Because what are you doing? Yosef's got a Sukkah and I go in there as a strong man. I push him out of there. What is that? The Ritva says, you know what? That's Karkan and Exalus. What is the case of Sukkah Gzula? He says, what is that? He says, that's only considered to be what Sukkah... at best, it's the borrowing. Rabbi Lazar says borrowing's bad and Rabbanan says borrowing is good. So he says, oh, by pushing Yosef away is a mitzvah of Baba Meri. He says, no. It's only by Ritzui. Then he says, Ritzui is not true. It's outside of Ritzui. So what's the answer? The answer is, Halacha L'maaseh, that what? The answer is, he has a hard time. He says, I don't know. I don't know. I want you guys to get this down. He says, there are three possible cases. On Daf Tes, I hope you saw it. Shlosha Chiluke Dinim, he says. He says, the bottom line, if I go into Yosef's backyard, I'm just going to write the case. Takaf Kavero. Takaf Kavero. If I go into Yosef's background and push him out of there, that is not Sukkah Gzula. I might be a bad guy, and I have to clap al chait like the Ramban, but that is not the case of Sukkah Gzula. Sukkah Gzula, lo nikra, takaf means you push him. Lo nikra, Sukkah Gzula. Yonah said, get this down, please. You follow me? That's not called Sukkah Gzula because you can't acquire Karka. Karka ain't in Gzelus. So that can't be the case. So he offers another case. What does he say? He says the following. You steal wood. Let's go with the second case, I'll tell you. Mitutelus. Sukkah, mitutelus. What do I do? Mitutelus.
Like on a camel?
Yes. Excellent. On a boat. Yosef has a sukkah on a boat. You know what I do? Bye-bye, Yosef. I go ahead and I take the sukkah right off the boat and I bring it to my backyard. That's what he says is the case of sukkah gzula. That's a sukkah gzula. That's nikra, what sukkah gzula. That's the case. Because that's metalpolin. That's movable. That's not karka. And that, Lamais, is mamish a problem. And that's why there's a pasuk of lecha. That's the case. He says, that's posel min ha-Torah. That's posel agamri. He says, borer. And then there's the middle case. And what's the middle case? We'll write it as number 3, which you must get down, and that is the following. What's the case? Halacha l'maisa. You steal wood, and what do? You chop up slats from the wood. Gozel eitzim, v'sichech, bahen, sukkah. What's the din in that case? We have a famous principle. I stole the wood from Yosef, who is miyayish, and what do I also do? I did a change to it. I did a shinui maisa. That's what I'm writing down here. Yeush is kodu shinu Hashem, but there's also something called shinui maisa. What is shinui maisa? Shinui maisa might work afilu, according to many Rishonim, ischal afilu b'li yeush. You understand? Shinui Hashem needs yeush. But shinui maisa, where I take the wood and make it into slats, cut it up, I stole it, and I make sukkah out of it, what's the din in that case? So what's all halacha? There's a famous principle you must know called what? Takanas Shavin. Yes, and Matthew points out it's also called Marish. It means a following. I want you to get this. I steal a beam. I build a mansion with it. What's the mitzvah say? I have the mitzvah says to return a stolen object, correct? That means I have to rip down my what? Rip down the entire mansion? I want to motivate guys to be Bali Tshuva. How is that going to motivate a guy to be a Bal Tshuva? So the Chachamim said you could pay money instead. Keep the mansion. That's called Takanas HaShavim. So in this case, I built a beautiful sukkah. What's the din? The sukkah's ksheira. As long as I what? Get this down in your notes. As long as I pay back Yosef. Correct, Adam. Excellent. Shulchan Aruch says, Tuf Reish Lamed Zayin. Sif Gimel. Mr. Bruce says, Sif Kon Tet Zayin. If I don't pay, then I'm not Yotze. If I don't pay, then I'm not Yotze. But I must pay. If I pay, it's fine. So this is a situation of what? It's not possible, a feeling, it's not possible midivrayim if I pay. Ain't no possible midivrayim. Ain't no possible midrobanon. Kashir mishalem. Okay? And apostle Midrabanan, that's Takana Shavim, Midrabanan, Kashim Shalem. So these are the three cases when I tell you, what is Sukkah Gzula, Marty? If I go ahead and I want to push Yosef out of his house, and I move in there, what's the din? That's not called a Sukkah Gzula. It's not called a Sukkah Gzula. Do I have to clap al chet? Yes. But is that a mitzvah babavera? No. Mitzvah babavera, according to the Ritva, get this down in your notes, Matthew. Mitzvah babavera is totally in what? The kinyonic zeila. It's telling you in the kinyonic zeila. What's the lush in the Ritva? I brought it in for that purpose to read to you. See, I would have thought mitzvah bavera is totally on whether you have to clap al chet. Not true. Until the title is changed, it's not called mitzvah bavera. Look what he writes. He says, Lo chashiva mitzvah bavera. Haryukilu haisa sada ba'amak zula b'rishus abisha avera b'yara in a sukkah sons b'kach. Mitzvah bavera is not totally whether what you have to clap what. Al-Khay, what's it told him in? Whether I have the kinyan, whether I have a new title in this, whether the title's been changed, get that down. That's what the Ritva is saying. So let's hazard it over. If I want push Yosef out of his backyard, what's it then? I have to clap Al-Khay, but it's not called Sukkah Gzula. If we're talking about a sukkah that's movable, and I took it off his boat and moved it, that's a Sukkah Gzula, for sure. That's Puzzle D-Rice. Nikra what? Nikra Sukkah Gzula? Puzzle Midiraisa, guys. Also Midiraisa. What's the third case? I steal wood, it makes schach. What's it then? If I don't pay, it's possible to know. If I pay, it's fine. It's not fine, but you know what I mean? You didn't do a good thing. But at the end of the day, it becomes your sukkah. You got to know this, because people, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. We start off here with the 14 roots and Rishonim. What do you need a pasuk? It's a pasuk sukkah tzula, mitzvah babaveri, yes? We get four answers. You got to know what the case of Sukkah Gzula is. Can't just do the pill without knowing the case.
You want Lama Aleph to say what it is?
It's not clear. That's what I'm saying. The Ritva's Masber. That's why the Ritva says Shlosha Chiluke Dinim here. There are three Chiluke Dinim. Okay? We got this clear. That's the case of Sukkah Gzula. Yes, Izzy, what do you say?
What about the case where you steal cash and you use it to buy wood for a sukkah?
If you steal cash and you use it to buy wood for sukkah, that's also mitzvah b'aver. According to which Tosos, which we didn't mention, we're going to get to it now, the top Tosos on Lamed Amalalof. Any aveira that enables you to do the mitzvah is called mitzvah b'aver. Look at the Tosos. We'll read the Lashon. Go ahead. I don't have it in there. Read Lamed Amalalof. Yesh Lomar. Yosef, look at it inside. Avram, you got a Yesh Lomar? Just read that answer. I don't have it. I left the other two Gemaras. What does it say? Lamed Amalalof, the top Tosos. Yesh Lomar, is he? I got it. Because of the Aveira, you see I was Yotze the Mitzvah. You stole the money and enables you to do the Mitzvah. It's fine. Thank you. Yonatan, you got me? So there, that's clear what Tosfos says. What is Tosfos' definition of that lamed of the of Mitzvah of Aveira? You do an Aveira that allows you to what? You steal money to buy a lulav.
No, it's more deep. It's that the exact thing that you did the Aveira with is what you're doing the Mitzvah with. Right, so by lulav, you stole
a
lulav. So
it doesn't have to be. No, he says because of the aveira. Yeah, machmas aveiras hagezel enabled me to do the mitzvah. No.
He's making a
distinction
between
the
aveira. No, the
aveira
is a hechsher.
Yeah, it's not that you did
the
aveira that helped you. It's that.
What is the what's the lashon of the taisus? Lashon of the taisus is what? What's the lashon? I have the
machmas aveiras hagezel.
Yeah, because of the aveira, it allows you to do the mitzvah. What is he contrasting? Right. Read from the beginning of the Tosfos. Go ahead. Read from the beginning of the Tosfos. Avram, mishum David le mitzvah b'aveira. You don't have to read from the Vim Tomar. Michtach Yurei, which means you cut up the thing and it has no shear, you pulverize it virtually, tape of clay. Why don't you say Mitzvah B'Avera? Misu Amai what? Yeah, why do we allow it? It's not a shear to Moshe, right? Just say Mitzvah B'Avera. So what's the answer? Yeah, so what does that mean? Because you stole that allowed you to get the Mitzvah Lulav.
Yeah, but that Shira is different. Not any
Aveira
that is involved.
It has to be that the
no, it's not. It's not saying, I'm going to get to that. It's not in the Chefs. It's not, as long as the Aveira enables you to do the Mitzvah, that's Mitzvah above Aveira. It's not saying it's a din in the Chefs. So we're going to get to Yerushalmi now.
The Aveira,
it doesn't have to be the same Aveira. If you steal money and buy a lulav with it, that's considered to be possible. Doesn't that be steal a lulav?
But here in the Aveira is Agamorko.
Yeah.
The
Aveira enables me to do the mitzvah. You follow me? You're driving something very good. Well, we're going to get to it, Lamaisa. But that's what Tosfos says, okay?
Tosfos says you don't have to do the Aveira solely for doing the mitzvah.
That's right, but it enables me. The Iker word is enable. If the Aveira enables me to do the mitzvah, that's the definition of mitzvah above Aveira, according to Tosfos and Daf Lamed. Against Tosfos, that's only by Ritzu. Okay, this leads us to the follower. I want you to get this down to Yerushalmi, and then we got to get to the answers of Gadol Achronim. Matthew was hinting to me the following, and the Rav made this Yerushalmi very, very famous. There's a famous Yerushalmi about Mitzvah B'Aveira that I want you to know, and that is the following. Yerushalmi is Mechadesh, that Mitzvah B'Aveira is a din v'chefsa. It's a din in the chefsa. And this will be a good segue to other answers of the Gedol Echronim. What do you mean for din in the Chafsa? You steal, the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes this in many places. In Chala, what is the din, halacha l'maisa, if you, God forbid, hear one of the seven loved ones died, your seven loved ones, and you tear kriya on Shabbos? Are you Yotze or not? Yes. The mitzvah of kriya is not a din in the Chafsa. But if you steal matzah, you steal the matzah and eat matzah, then that's considered to be mitzvah b'aveira. Because mitzvah b'aveira has to be only a din in the chefsa. If it's a din in the chefsa, then you say mitzvah b'aveira. So for example, let's say I was machal Shabbos, God forbid, and I carried the matzah through Shusha Rabin to bring my matzah to my Seder. Am I Yotze when I eat the Seder? Yes. Because carrying was not a din in the chefsa. It wasn't diseased, the chefsa, but if you steal the matzah itself, it's diseased. Mitzvah b'aveira is only in the chefsa, says the Yerushalmi. The Rav loved this Yerushalmi. And as Matthew pointed out, that Tyson, and as Susie pointed out, Tyson Daf Lamed is not saying that. As long as the Aveir enables you to do the mitzvah, you say mitzvah baba Aveir. But Yushalmi writes that it's a din in the chafsa. Mitzvah baba Aveir is a din in the chafsa itself. So therefore, Kriya on Shabbos, you will be Yotze. I'm going to give you examples. Kriya on Shabbos, you did an Aveir by Karen, but it's not a problem. Look out in the mitzvah of Kriya, you're Yotze. Because not a din in the chafsa of the begging. And number two is carrying hotzah al hamatzah. Hotzah al hamatzah, you're also yotze. Because the aveira was not in the what? In the matzah. It was external carrying the matzah.
What about bris milah shabbos?
Bris milah shabbos is a pasuk in chumash. Be'yom ha'shmina afil b'shabbos. Special heter. Otherwise, you're right. Be a problem. Halach l'maisa. Okay? So we got this Yushalmi. That's the chiddush of the Yushalmi. That you only say mitzvah b'aveira when it's a din in the chefza itself. It's got to be in the chefza itself. It's not in the chefza, you don't say mitzvah b'aveira. And the two examples are kriya on Shabbos, yotze, hotzah on the matzah, yotze. If you stole the wheat, then it's a problem. I'm going to write that down. Three, if you stole the matzah, gazal matzah, then lo yotze. Because that's a din in the chefza. The chefza was diseased by you stealing. Okay, now this leads us to the following. Please get this. We mentioned in the beginning of Shir four different terutzim in the Rishonim to answer our original kasha. Correct, Matthew? Now I want to give the seven terutzim of Gedol Achrayim, which will be 11 in total. Ariel, let's get it down in the computer, okay? Let's go. We got this? Marty, let's get it down. What's our original kasha? Jacob, let's get it down. This, just the Shir itself could be a good, could be a good bechina for the final, okay? And just oral kashas, okay? Just ask. I want you to get it down now. Why is it that we need a pasuk of kagasus tasim l'chad a pasul sukkah zula? We should look at that mitzvah baba veiru. How many retirutz do we have on the board from Rishonim?
Four.
The Gedol Achronim offer seven other terutzim, which I want you to get. And this is one of them Matthew hinted to yesterday with Gavra Chefsa. But let's start like this, okay? Number one, it's possible to suggest. And this is written by the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes writes that there is a halacha that Suffolk Gezel is what? If I have an item that's Suffolk Gezel, what's the din? Gezel. No, it's mutter for me to keep. Motzi mechavero, olav arayim. I have it now. Let's say Lamaisa, the Nigzal, says, I know that's my wood. Yosef starts yelling at me, says, Rebbe, that's my wood. I say, Yosef, you know what? I'm not sure it's your wood. You're a Bari, you're 100% clear that it's your wood. I'm a Shema. What's the din in that case? I don't have to give it to you. You got to prove it to me. Bari v'Shema, lav Bari Adif. I can keep the thing. However, therefore it's mitzvah baba vera is what? It's not a mitzvah baba vera because I can keep the thing. What does the pasuk tell me? Please get this down. Matthew, what does the pasuk tell me? Pasuk tell me it has to be 100% certifiably mine. Not just through suffix. It's got to be l'cha. So first the answer, let's get it. Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes tells me that l'cha has got to be 100% yours. Mitzvah baba veira would not be a problem with a suffix. Case of suffix, I'm going to write down. Uvda. Be'uvda shall suffix gezel. Suffix gezel. In the case of suffix gezel, mitzvah suffix gezel, I could what? I could be yotze. I don't have to give it back to him. Prove it to me. That's if it was mitzvah baba veira. If it was only because of mitzvah baba veira, then I could keep it. It's not for sure an aveira. In fact, somebody gets all I could keep. Comes l'cha and says, no way. Till it's 100% certifiably yours, you cannot be yotze with the sukkah, with these eights. Clear? That's a new answer, no? What was the kasha? If I have mitzvah baba veira, what do I need l'cha? Answer is mitzvah baba veira doesn't take care of the suffix. L'cha tells me it's a problem. That's the answer to Sfas Emes. Number two. The great Gon, the Sfasem is the great Gon, the Shagas Aryeh.
How's the answer to the question?
What was the kasha? Why don't you l'cha? Mitzvah baba vera should be enough.
Oh, teach me
so if it was just mitzvah baba vera, it's a suffix gezel, it's mutter, I'm not doing an aveira. Comes l'cha and says, until it's 100% mine, I can't be yotze. Number two, Shagas Aryeh. Let's go, guys. Shagas Aryeh, amazing. Shagas Aryeh, the roaring lion. The Gon Ador. Yeah? Listen to what he says. Amazing answer. Shagas Aryeh, Simon Sadi Tess, and the Note of Yehuda, also the Gadol Ador. You with me? The Note of Yehuda is in what? Madura Tinan Orachaim Kufla Mene. Listen to this answer. What's the din if you stole it from a goy? What's the din if you stole sukkah from a goy? Is there a mitzvah hashava to a goy?
No.
Only to a Jew. So mitzvah mitzvah baba
veira. There's no problem.
There's no problem. Now gezel akim is usher. That's what bothers me about this answer. But what he must be saying is that mitzvah baba veira is totally in what? What we said earlier is totally in the kinyanim. So since there's no mitzvah hashava, it's usher to steal from a goy. Don't get me wrong. We pass gezel akim is usher. But if you take it, Izzy, it's mine. You follow me? So mitzvah mitzvah baveir, it's mine. I could be yotze sukkah. Kamash mom, what? Lecha says, no way. Amazing. Comes Lecha and says, no way. Gozel me'akum. Yonatan, you got it? Let me say it again. You steal from a goy, there's no mitzvah to return it. By a Jew, there is. If there's no mitzvah to return it, then in a sense, it's mine. Mitzvah mitzvah baveir, it's not a mitzvah baveir because it's my thing. I have no mitzvah to return it. What stops me from being kona when he steal from a Jew? Because I have a mitzvah to return it. That's what the Nesivus always learns. What stops me from owning an object if I steal it is because I have a mitzvah to return it. By goy, you have no mitzvah. So mitzad mitzvah, baba vera kiva, I would think it's what? I would think it's good. Kamas from Elan, Lachal tells me it's bad. That's the answer to the Shagasari, you know to be Yehuda. Let's write down know to be Yehuda too as well. Okay? Let's go, number three answer. Let's go, guys. Quickly, Matthew.
So I think Jacob and I saw it
on the
Mitzvah
Spinoff,
but why don't we say
Enkategor Nasa Senegor? Enkategor Nasa Bifnim. Don't say Bifnim, Dami, by Shofar. And by Kodesh Kodashim.
So that would be by Ritzah.
Yeah. You only say it if it's Bifnim, Dami. The Lulu is not Bifnim, Dami. It might be Ritzah. It's not Bifnim, Dami.
So what's the difference by the Ritzah Shita of Mitzvah Baba Vera and Kategor Nasa Senegor? If it's
Mitzvah Baba Vera doesn't require Bifnim. Only in Kategor Nasa Negor requires Bifnim.
No, didn't we say Ritzoy is basically the same thing as Bifnim?
It's only by Shofar. Only by Shofar. But generally, in Kategor Nasa Negor needs Bifnim. Mitzvah Bavera doesn't need Bifnim. Yes, Yehuda, real quick.
How can there be a mitzvah of returning something you stole if that would be mitzvah Bavera? You only can have that mitzvah if you stole.
No, don't get me wrong. You steal from the goy, that's an Avera. But Lagabe, what Kinyonim, to make a title on it, that it's yours, you know what I mean by a title? That you become the owner of Choshen Mishpah, that could be yours. Because no mitzvah to return it. By a Jew, when you steal it, it's a mitzvah to return. That prevents you, says the Nesivus, from ever becoming the owner of the object. You got me? Okay? See, I wrote on the board, Yehush. You know what I didn't write on the board? I wrote Yehush, Shinu, Shinu, Maisa. What did I forget to write on the board? Shinu, Rishus. What's the famous din of Shinu, Rishus? People make a lot of mistakes with that. I steal from Yosef, and you're Miyash. What does Shinu, Rishus mean? Third guy, when it kicks in, when I give it to Yonatan. Shinu Rishus is not me. It's always all about the third guy. So I want you to make sure you know that. Yehush and Shinu Rishus, you see, these are the ones, Shinu Maisa, Shinu Shem, can happen by the Gazma. But Shinu Rishus only kicks in by the third guy. People make that mistake all the time.
Is Shinu Rishus Tala and Yehush all sorts?
Yeah, we paskin need both.
So only Shinu
Rishus. So Achleis Rabbah of Yosef. Yeah.
Shinu Maisa not
Tala. Yehush and Shinu Rishus. Yehush, Lemaisa, and Shinu Hashem, and most, as a big machlokes, most say Shinu Maisa works on its own, without Yehush. Yes, Izzy.
Isn't still from a guy only Darabana?
No, we pass against the Reiser. Oh. No doubt. Definitely. Gezlak was Osir. It's machlokes Tanoim. We pass Gezlak was Osir. One Tana says Gezlak was Mutter. What we do pass is Tos Akum's Mutter. What's Tos Akum? If by mistake the cashier gives you $100 at the grocery store by accident, it's Mutter for you to keep. However, says the grandfather of Vilna Gaon, the Bir HaGoyle, he saw many Jews do this. They all went busted. They all went chapter 11. He says, so you always should try to make a Kiddush Hashem. If you got extra money at the grocery store, give it back. It's a Kiddush Hashem. Tos Akum, you got to know the din, though. You got to know how to say it. Tos Akum is mutter, but there's a motivation, there's a goal, mandate to do Kiddush Hashem, to return the money. Okay? Gezel Akum, we paskin zasser. Okay? All right, very good. Where are we up to now? Let's go. Third answer. Let's go. Okay? Listen to this. Amazing answer. This answer, Lamais, is given by the Mincha Shincha Mitzvah Shincha Fei. What os was it?
Shincha
Fei. Yeah, what os though in Shincha Fei? Yehuda, you remember? What was it? Was it Aleph or Beis? I think it was Aleph, no? I think it was the first stick on the Mincha Shincha. Yeah. Mitzvah Shincha Fei. Says an amazing answer. I want you to get this down. You know what he says? He says like this. He says, Mitzvah Baba Veira. halacha l'maisa, you might not fulfill the mitzvah of what? Of eating in a sukkah. But did you eat, did you do an isser of eating outside the sukkah? Remember we discussed the many before the chena. Is there an isser to eat outside the sukkah? Remember we said that? The Prima Gadim, the Aruch Lanier said there was, Rabbi Kivager said there was not. But let's assume there is. So the Minchas Kuna says a beautiful pshat. If it's mitzad mitzvah baba veira, then what? Then you were not yotzi the mitzvah of sinning in the sukkah because it was stolen. But did you do an isser of eating outside the sukkah? No. Comes Lacha and says, yes! We treat as if you're eating outside the sukkah, mamish. Yes. Mitzad mitzvah baba veira, Jacob. You're not yotzi the mitzvah of sinning in the sukkah. But do we treat it halakhically like you ate outside the sukkah? If you were in a stolen sukkah? So mitzad mitzvah baveira, no. You're not yotzi the mitzvah. You didn't get points to sharing the mitzvah. But did you do an aveira bini of eating outside the sukkah? No. Comes Lacha and says, yes, you did. We treat as if you're eating outside the sukkah. That's the Minchas Kinuch's answer. Okay? Minchas Kinuch's answer is we treat as if kilu chutz l'sukkah. That's the code word to know. Okay? Okay, I really should get getting out. I'm lazy. I should be rolling around in a chair. Yeah, so what'd you say?
So by the scout of the Michas Chinuch holds it like wearing the sitzes beged but not putting on force and not wearing
similar, but
not wearing force string without putting sitzes.
So yeah, similar. But you're doing an isser. Lachat tells me you're doing an isser. Similar to that, correct? Okay. And the notes, though, I gave you. Remember in the notes, Yehuda? What I tell you to look in the notes? Yes. What do the notes say? Reb Shimon, who wrote the Shari Yosher? Reb Shimon Shkop. Reb Shimon Shkop and Shar Gimel, Perek Yutes, disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch. Why does he disagree? Because what's the Minchas Chinuch assuming, Matthew? What is the Minchas Chinuch assuming? You guys, I want you to get this down. I'm moving the chair. I'm being lazy. Minchas Chinuch is a chutz l'sukkah. Is it din what? Mitzvah baba aveira, though. Is it din in the what? It's a din in the gavra. No, it's a din in the gavra, according to Minchas Chinuch. Because mitzvah baba aveira tells me not yotzei the mitzvah, but what do you need to tell me is if you're eating outside the sukkah? What do you need to tell me is if you're eating outside the sukkah?
That the sukkah itself is.
No, but what tells you? Lacha. Mitzvah baba aveira just tells me the gav is not yotzei the mitzvah. But what affects the chefsa? Lacha. So you see mitzvah baba aveira, according to Mitzvah, is a din what?
It's
a din in the gavra. Comes with Shimon Shkup and says that's wrong. Mitzvah baba aveira is a din in the chefsa. Like who? Like the Rav pointed out from where? Yerushalmi. So the Rav and Rav Shimon Shkop are on the same page. But the Minchas Chinuch is assuming like you, Matthew, that it's only a din in the Gavra. That's why you need Lacha, the apostle, as if you're outside the Sukkah. It's an amazing answer. That's what the Minchas Chinuch wants to say. I mean, that's what Rav Shimon Shkop argues on the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. Let's continue now.
What answer was that?
That was number four. Okay, but I want you to get Rav Shimon Shkop's being choylik on it. Okay? Shimon Shkop argues and says a din in the chefsa. I'm going to write under three, Shari Yosher, din, bechefsa. That's why he doesn't like this answer. Okay, let's go. Fourth answer. Sfas Semis gives another answer. I want you to get it. What does the Sfas Semis say? You with me, Donnie? Sfas Semis says like this. Sfas Semis writes,
again.
I'll give you an afkamina. Yeah, it's the second answer. Sfas Semis says, what happens above the schach guzzle, there's your own schach. Notice I stole from Yosef, and I have two layers of schach. The lower layer is stolen, the above it is my own schach. What do you say in that case? Would that be good?
Which part stolen?
In other words, the lower part was stolen, the higher part was mine. So mitzad mitzvah baba aveira, I'm sitting in a what? It's a kosher sukkah. Because the higher one is what? The higher one is mine. It's like it's not there. But mitam lachem, I'm sitting under stolen sukkah, and sukkah schach that's stolen, I'm not going to be kosher unless it's rov schach kosher, and you mix it together, and it's mavatal the psul.
Well, how come even in the case?
Because al mitzvah baba aveira, the sukkah means that it's exclusively done with stolen stuff, and that's not true here. That's not true. There's two layers, and the second layer above it is good. So that's not really an aveira.
Aren't I being mitzarif schach plus one schach?
I'm not being mitzarif, and there are two separate layers.
But still, this.
I know, but mitzad the aveira. What does mitzvah baba aveira means? It's solely an aveira. It's not true. I'm sitting under schach. That's also a layer. That's kosher. Mitzad lechem tells me it's a problem. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to say. So I'm going to say what? Two layers of schach. Schach lamala. Schach lamala. The schach Lamata. Get that answer. Okay? That's what you're making a good nakuda, making a very good nakuda, Yonatan, and that's what he wants a tiny. He wants a tiny. It's not considered to be a problem. It's out of the Vera. Vera means exclusively that it's only with stolen stuff. It's not true in that case. But Lachem tells me it's a problem. Because at the end of the day, I'm sitting under a gozel, that's a problem. It's only going to help if you mix them together, like you said, and roll with it at Schach Kosher. Okay. That's number one. Four. What about five? Let's go. Five is said by who? Who's this according to? Allah Lamaisa? So the Zichro Yonason. The Zichro Yonason. Okay? The Zichro Yonason gives the following answer. Listen to this. Okay? Very interesting. The Zichro Yonason.
This is number six?
Yeah, this is five. He says like this. He says that. He says like this. Let's get it, Donnie. He says that the psul of mitzvah baba avera, what do we say Tosa says in Daflamin, is he? When the kiyum mitzvah is enabled by the what? Enabled by the avera. Well said. So let's say I have three complete walls in a sukkah. And the fourth one is a lechi. One of the three walls is stolen. Yes? So mishum mitzvah baba avera, on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, this sukkah should be what? Should be kosher. Because, yeah, in other words, there were three walls in a lechi. One of the three walls was stolen. So, mitzad mitzvah above there, the sukkah's kosher on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Why? Because even without the what? Even without the third wall, it'd be kosher because Shabbos Chol HaMoed, on Shabbos, two walls in a lechi is good. Migu, that on Shabbos it's good, it's also good for what? For sukkah. So even without the Avera, you would have fulfilled the what?
The
you would have fulfilled the mitzvah. But once you say the psul is because of Lachem, or Lacha, so what's the din? At the end of the day, the third wall is considered to be stolen, and you can't say what? Remove the third wall. Because there's a migu of dofen, that it's for Shabbos, it's dofen. Because you only say that when what? When the lechi is what needed. Mashenkin, in this situation, there are three walls. So in Shabbos, you don't want. Linen Shabbos, you don't need the lechi. So therefore, you can't say the migu. Let's say it again. You got three walls and a lechi. One of the three walls is stolen. Yes? One of the three walls is stolen. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, all you need is two and a lechi, correct? Is that correct? So migu that it's good on Shabbos, it's good for sukkah, Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So mitzvah mitzvah baba veira, that wall, that third wall was stolen, I could care less with. So Shabbos Chol HaMoed mitzvah mitzvah baba veira should be fine. Yes? Has everyone got that? So what does Lacha bring to the table? You know what Lacha brings to the table? It brings to the table that, you know what? That the bottom line is that what?
They're not taking a huge jump.
1 second. Well, let's get it. What does the third wall bring to the table? That mitzvah Hilchos Shabbos, you have how many walls? You have three walls. Now, the only time you say that what, migu that what, it's good on Shabbos, it's good for sukkahs, was when you needed the lechi. Here you don't need the lechi. There's no need to have the lechi. So since there's no need to have the lechi, you don't say the migu. And therefore, if you don't say the migu, then halacha l'maaseh, it's going to be what? It's going to be a problem. Because sof kol sof, the third wall is stolen. So it's a sukkah psula. And you don't tell me, oh, remove the third wall. Because why? The only time you say migu that it's what is when the lechi's needed. Here the lechi's not needed, halacha l'maaseh. The three walls, linen Shabbos. I don't care l'gabbas Shabbos that it's stolen. What do you look on Shabbos? You look at physically whether it's mitzius. What's mitzius? Facts. Is this an enclosure or not an enclosure? In Hilchos Shabbos, it's fine. You don't need the lechi. So therefore, you don't need lechi. You're not able to say the what? You're not able to say the migu. So if you're not able to say the migu, then it's going to be a what? It's going to be a problem, Allah l'maisa, and it would be possible.
What does the lecha teach?
That's what lecha teaches me.
No. Why would you need lecha to teach you? That's irrelevant.
Okay. I'll tell you again. Let's say it again. Mitzad mitzvah. Yeah, what do you have? Three walls, and what do you have? You have a lechi. Three walls and a lechi. One of the three walls is stolen.
Yeah.
Three walls and a lechi. One of the three walls is stolen. Mitzad mitzvah baba avera, what's the din?
It's okay.
Two and a lechi.
Mitzad mitzvah baba avera, what's the problem? It's not a problem, because why? Because in Hilchos Shabbos, all I need is two and a lechi. Mitzad, it's good in Shabbos, it's good in Sukkah. So the third wall I can ignore, I don't care about that. Wow. However, once you say lachem, what does lachem mean? What does lecha mean? That sof kol sof, it's stolen. So what do I say when Sof calls Sof that it's stolen? I don't say I remove the third wall. I don't say I remove the third wall. In Hilchos Shabbos, what do I say? What do I say in Hilchos Shabbos? I say I have three walls. I don't need a lechi. So I can't say migu that it's two and a lechi. It's good for sukkah. It's not true. Because I don't need it. That's the chiddush that I want to bring out here. See, it means the mitzvah above there, the sukkah would be kosher, because without the stolen wall, it's kosher, because it's two and a lechi. So therefore, without the aver, I'd be mekayim the mitzvah. But once you say the psula is lachem, that the sukkah is psula, and the third wall is stolen, you can't say, oh, remove the third wall, and say migu. Because you only say the migu is when what? When the lechi is needed. Here, right, the lechi is needed in Hilchos Shabbos. Here, the lechi is not needed in Hilchos Shabbos. It's an ingenious answer. That's what the psul tells me. The psul tells me that sof kol sof, it's stolen, it's a sukkah psula. And that's the din halacha lemaisa. Yes, go ahead.
Very hard, that shita, because who says that mitzvah b'avera has anything to do with the walls? Maybe it's just schach.
Correct, well said, and he's assuming that. He's assuming that halacha lemaisa. Yes, well said. We had that machlaikas, remember? That's only according to the shitas that it applies by walls. Beautiful, beautiful horror. We had a machlekes about that. Remember, we had a machlekes we had a big machlekes about that. You remember that?
Yeah.
We had a big machlekes whether it applies to the prima godim. Remember, halach lemaisa, he's assuming that. So please get that answer down. So let's write it down.
If you don't hold that way,
sholosh.
Then his
whole sholosh defanos vilwat vilechi. So mitzad mitzvah b'avera, you would say the migu. Mitzad lachem, you cannot say the migu. Yes, Vinny.
Understanding why lacha is relevant in this. I get the logical flow, but I feel like you could say that, get rid of the word lacha, just say, okay, fine, a Shabbos a lefi isn't relevant, so therefore, you can't do the meat.
Because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, because if it's just an aveira, you can say halach lamaisa that it's not relevant. You can say that I don't need it. Even without the aveira, I'm a kind of the mitzvah. The aveira is not in the mitzvah, but once you say lachem, You see, it's very much like Matthew said. When you say mitzvah b'avera, it's dealing with the gavra. So if it's dealing with the gavra, I can ignore it. Once you introduce lachem, you can't ignore it. It's like there's a wall that's diseased. So in Hilchos Shabbos, though, a diseased wall is fine. So that means you have three walls. So if you have three walls, it's never a problem.
So then, in this answer,
I'm saying this answer is also assuming there's a difference between gavra and chefza.
Yeah,
yes, I'm saying that. It's late already. Okay, we got this? This is the fifth answer. You got me? That's what you're right. Get that down. Yes, I am saying that. That the mitzvah above here speaks to the gavra, and lachem is speaking to the chefs. Avram, you got this? It's a very good horror. Both your horror is excellent. Okay? Number one, to say this answer, mitzvah above here applies to the walls too. Number one, I mean, Gzela applies to the walls too. The din of Gzela. And number two is that we're focusing gavra chefs. Okay. Listen to this answer. Okay? Sixth answer. Listen to this answer, and then I want to speak about Rav Steinman. Was it 1210? What do you got, 1210? Okay. All right. Let's give this answer, and we'll speak of Rav Steinman, then we'll have one other answer. We'll start sure with that tomorrow, and then we got to go right to the next sugya. Okay? This answer runs like this. Let's say you have a sukkah that has two tefachim and a schach puzzle. Then right next to it, you have what? Let's say metal. Schach puzzle is metal. Then right next to it, what do you have? You have stolen schach, two and two, correct. So what's the din of schach puzzle in the middle? What's the psul? Four tfachim. Avir is puzzle with how many tfachim? Three tfachim. So schach puzzle is four, avir is three. So if the schach puzzle is less than four, and you have avir less than four, what's the din? The Gemara says in Tetvavanaf and in Sukkah that they're not mitzdarif. Less than four, schach puzzle that's less than four, and avir that's less than three, you're not mitzdarif the puzzle. So mitzad mitzvah b'avera, the sukkah would be what? Kosher. Why? Because not shach mitzvah b'avera, because why? The mitzvah is not being done with the avera. Because what happens if you wouldn't have stolen sukkah at all? What would you be left with? What would you be left with? The sukkah would be kosher because you have what? Two tefachim of schach puzzle and two tefachim of aver. So that would be fine. But once you introduce lachem, what does lachem mean? It's like any other psulim. It's like metal. So it's like metal. It's been starved together. It's not like it's non-existent. See, mitzvah above there would make it like avir, and that would not be a problem. But once you say lachem means it's a psul be'etzim. It's like a din in the chefsa. And therefore, what? If we mitzvah together, a pasul b'arba tefachim. You have two tefachim of metal, two tefachim of gezel, two pasul. Mitzad mitzvah bavera. This lemaisa answer is said by who? It's said by the Zichron Yonason as well. Okay? He says both the fifth and the sixth answer. Okay? Zichron Yonason, we're going to say, is what? Schach pasul. Is schach what? Schach pasul, what else? Schach gozel. Once you know lachem now, it's the same topic. Okay? See, if it's mitzvah mitzvah babaver, you just say ignore it. Even if there was no schach there at all, lamais, it would be kosher, because it would be two tvachim schach puzzle, two tvachim avir. Avir is not a problem if it's two tvachim. They're not going to starve together. But once you say metal is like disease, like guzzle, then it's a problem. You got this answer, Matthew? So we had six. How many answers we have so far today? 10.
11.
Mamish. We didn't do 11. I know, but there's six total. Six total. Four from the Shonim, six from the Gedol Achronim. We have one more. Okay. Let's close with the following. I wanted to speak last few minutes about how Rav Agoner Steinman Zatzal, he was one of the Gedolei Ador, if not the Gadol Ador, and he wrote a sefer called Ayelas HaShachar. Beautiful sefer. I learned from it a lot in Lomdus, and he also has in a Chumash. And he was 104 years old, a great Gaon. He was a Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Ketana in Ponovich for all these years, and he was a great tzaddik. Great tzaddik. In fact, in his Hatzavah, he wanted no espadim. He wanted people not even to go to Leviah. That people should just sit and learn.
There's a picture of the whole streets of Nebraska.
He was such an anav, so sanua. And he was not into gashmish at all. He used to eat like bread and water, that's it. Bread and water, and that's it. And he was mamish, a gadol that he was. He strove for the emes, like we spoke about in Sichas Musar. He wasn't scared of anybody. If he thought something was right, he would do it. And there were people, unfortunately, that didn't. There was a whole shaila. I don't know if you ever heard of this concept called Nachal Haredi. There's been a whole shaila over the years about Ken Kailin going to the, you know, many in the yeshiva show oilum in Yeretz Yisrael, they don't go to the army. So there were fellows, hard for them to be in yeshiva the whole time. So he advocated there's a concept called Nachal Haredi. That in order for these fellows to go to work, they have to do the army. And many people said the army, many of the Gedolim argued says the army, but it's come to a situation that what? They have to do something. And he was an advocate behind this notion of Nachal Haredim, and many, many people were mezalzel in him. He was like the Gadol Ador. They were mezalzel in that he took this stance, but he had the guts to take the stance. He had the guts to take the stance. And that is, in that environment, it's almost miraculous. And that just spoke about how great of a gadol he was. And that he cared about Klal Yisrael, and he wasn't scared to say this is the right thing to do. That if he had bachrim that were just going to sit around and not learn and do nothing, then they should contribute. And they should be able to work, do something in Sahal. And that's how this Nachal Haredi came about, because if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have been possible. Now you have fellows serving the army, and then afterwards they go and get a job. And they work. And that was not simple at all. He took a lot of service for this. A lot of service. And this was not a simple thing. And he learned by Gedol Yisrael, he himself became a gadol. This Sefer Ayelas HaShachar was unbelievable. And how he was a tzaddik in his own way, and also caring about Klal Yisrael, is an amazing, amazing thing. And, we have to, when a gadol dies, there's kedusha that is dissipated in the world. And we have to, internalize that, but internalize the message that, if something's right, and it's sometimes, you always have to gauge it. But he felt that this was so crucial that he felt that, this needed to be done. And many other gadolim were against him, but he didn't care. He felt this was the right thing. And, of course, the Gedolim still showed him great kavod. He was one of the Gedolim at door. But there were some Kenoim of younger that were not the Kavodik at all. But it didn't stop him. And when you have to learn from a Gadol, Elisa, that when you know something's right, you have to do it. Now, sometimes you have to work it politically. Sometimes not easy. Sometimes it's impossible to do it politically. And you just have to do it when it's the right thing. And that's one of the many things he taught us. So as an introduction to Hanukkah tonight, you light the licht, and I wanted to tell you guys, 5:15 is when you're light, but I don't want you shouldn't cause a chil Hashem and leave a class in the middle of the professor. Finish your class, then you're light. Don't leave in the middle of class. Like Rav Schechter pointed out from the Meiri, the Rav used to always say, we finish the Kol Seder, then they light afterwards at 6:30. You don't leave in the middle of the Seder. Also, you don't want to do a chil Hashem to eat. Chil Hashem also to leave your class. So you finish your class, then you light, and then you should try to eat after you light. Try not to eat. Minyan, you can daven your set minyan. But you're trying to light before you eat. You really should try. If you can't, you should have your alarm clock or have someone remind you. And if you can, you sit by the neiros. At least if you can, a half an hour, I think it's safer. If you can't, okay. Just make sure you won't go out, and it'll be fine. But as Rav Rosenzweig actually the one who discussed, one of the major themes of Hanukkah is lechachilism. You know, we had one canister of oil, and most of all Klai Yisrael was tummy. There's a concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur. If most of Klai Yisrael was tummy, you can use the tummy that's considered to be tummy. Why did Hashem have to make an ace? Because on Hanukkah, you go for the best. Mahajim and Mahajim. He coined this phrase, lechachilism. And there's no greater gadol than embodied lechachilism, as Rav Steinman. No greater gadol that was lechachilism. He had drink like bread and water, and he cared about Klal Yisrael in such an amazing manner, and he had this strength. Yes, Matthew.
And there, Rav Schechter has a chumra that you should turn off the lights when doing lech.
If that's true,
then would that apply also to when you're sitting by the lich after?
No, I mean, they might not let you. So you try to, they might not let you. It's the security guards.
I live in an apartment.
Oh, okay. So if you can, it's better.
But also by sitting by the lich after, should the lights be off?
Maybe, but I don't know if you should, because that might lead you to use Hana for the canvas.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, if you can, and then be in another room, that's fine. But Lamaisa, I want you to remember these things, and we have to try to internalize. And you're learning in your chesed, you do midos, should be ma'ala his neshama to the highest points of Gan Eden. Okay, let's daven mincha. Everyone have a wonderful day. Happy Hanukkah. Tomorrow we got to go fight to finish up. But I want to make sure you have a minute.